feel relieved. It's something off the shoulders, and I suppose my family can get back to normal now. I suppose they were probably more worried than I was. I think the whole thing was just a nonsense to start with in that regard, but it's still nonetheless very worrying and pressurised going through that court system and realising that the judge will make a determination at some point on the case.
How bad were the social pressures, the actual violence or threat of violence against you and other people in Breishain? What sort of things were happening?
That's a very good question, because the story shouldn't be the court case, whilst there will be a lot of interest in that, especially with the legal classes. The story should be on the antisocial behaviour and the effect that that was having on the community and families, elderly people, single parents, young people. Young people were being bullied at school, at the bus stop, and then their houses were being attacked at night for no other reason than it was they that lived in that house. There are stories I could tell you of parents debating over the kitchen table as to why their house was being attacked, and their children sitting there realising, thinking that it was them and their fault. There's elderly folk who have had their windows smeared by fast food, and there's occasions where parked cars have been ran over, and also people have been threatened to be burnt out. So it was a very serious and sinister time, and that period was between Halloween of last year and February of this year.
And we're not suggesting that the person you named or shamed had anything to do with this trouble, but you felt it was important to intervene by social media to help put a stop to activities that were getting out of hand.
Yes, I put a post up one night saying that three houses had been attacked in Breishain that night, and I had spoken to the police yet again, and that this would have to all stop. And Facebook exploded that night. There were so many people commenting, so many people frustrated, but so many people came forward to me that night and the next day to say, look, they had been victims also. They thought they were the only ones. They didn't realise there was up to 20 properties involved. And it actually took a lot of the weight off their minds, because they thought they were being targeted for a specific reason. Now, that may well have been the case, but it might well have been the case that they were just the gable end of a row of houses and it was an easy means of escape from the perpetrators. So there was all sorts of reasons and rationale why these people were being attacked, and sometimes it was just convenience. So Facebook exploded that night, and then the girl commented on my post, and I thought that was a very good opportunity for me to engage with that young person, because I had already been undertaking meetings with youth leaders, with some of these young people, to encourage them to desist from this behaviour and for them to realise the enormous damage they were doing to their own community and to people within their community. I'd also met with parents and engaged with them to tell them exactly what their young people were involved in, and that wasn't a very nice time. Probably the most challenging time of my career.
You will use social media going forward in a similar manner.
Yeah, I engage in social media because it helps people. People come to me with issues very, very fast. I can get it dealt with or get it into the system. And it's a good way and means of communicating with my constituency and the public. Obviously, I've done nothing wrong. The court case vindicated me. The judge says I acted in good faith the whole way through. So I will continue doing that. Now, obviously, privacy has to be protected in social media world. And as Justice Chairperson, I've actually been doing some work on this. And there are laws to protect people's privacy. There's communication laws, there's privacy laws, litigation laws. That all is wrapped around social media too. But I think more needs to be done. More needs to be done on social media to protect people, you know, with stalking and other means and other really serious crimes. So there's a job of work for me to do to make sure the laws are tight. But, of course, I've done nothing wrong. I've broken no laws. So I will continue to use social media in the way that will help my constituents.
You were living under a cloud. Just describe the feeling of your life being on hold. And did you feel there was a question mark over continuing as a North Antrim MLA if things had gone a different way in the court verdict or what?
No, I never thought that for one moment. I did believe that this would resolve itself through the determination of the judge and the court case itself. I had been a good legal representation that was telling me that. I had no reason to disbelieve that, and I just had to see it out. I had to run the course. We've done that. We've got through it. It was a horrendous time. I felt for my family, and through of all of this, my young family, my children going to school, hearing things, seeing things in the front pages of papers. So it was a horrendous time for that. But I suppose when you're in the public eye, when you work in the public gaze as an elected representative, you have to expect these battles. And it was just a battle I had to fight.
Trouble on the street, ebbs and flows. Do you feel it's important, this victory, for putting a marker down? If you had lost, perhaps signals would have gone out there to malign users of social media that they could almost do what they want.
Yeah, that was a very serious point. And that's why I said at the start, this story shouldn't really be on the court case. It should be on the antisocial behaviour and the effects it has on the community and people within. We've already started a series of work this year, before Halloween, meeting with community representatives and other elected representatives to ensure that there's support means available for people in the community who are being attacked and victims of antisocial behaviour, and also support and things to do for young people to entice them away from the streets, away from the gangs, and to ensure that they know what their community is and what it should mean to them and the effects of any antisocial behaviour on the community.
I'll let you go in a second, but you raise a very important point. We're coming up not too long to Halloween, which can have a lot of antisocial behaviour attached to it. Those messages need to be taken heed of by community leaders and by parents about know what your kid's doing on the street or online.
Yes, I'd make that appeal. Parents are probably the biggest, the most important piece in this jigsaw, and parents need to know exactly where their children are. We know from the story of last year that people, young people were being dropped in one village and then with a group of seven people getting a taxi to another part of the town to practice antisocial behaviour. Their parents would have known nothing about it. And that's why it's very important that parents know exactly where their children are at every given second of the day, especially around this hyped up period around Halloween. We can do as much as we can as public representatives. We'll meet with community representatives. We'll meet with the police and I. We'll try and get funding in place to open up football pitches, to open up youth clubs, to support boxing coaches to come down and help young people get an interest. We can only do so much. Parents are the key here in all of this.